In 1872, a lead box was embedded in the foundation of the Reno Mercantile Building. Just yesterday, the contents of this time capsule were revealed to the public. As KUNR's Bree Zender reports, the box housed newspapers, coins, a bottle opener, and a few surprises.
I'm standing next to a fenced-off, empty gravel lot next door to the Whitney Peak Hotel, where the Reno Mercantile Building, also known as the Old Mason Lodge, was standing just a few months ago. Right now, the lot is in transition. Back in 1872, Masonic Lodge officers placed a cornerstone for their brand new local headquarters in downtown Reno, just a half block away from where the Reno Arch would eventually be placed. And in that cornerstone, they added a box filled with objects they felt represented the time they were in. It's the fraternity's tradition to place time capsules in or near the buildings as they are erected. Wayne Kingsley is one of the around 300 people who attended the reveal of these artifacts. He's been a Mason for 30 years.
I've placed cornerstones in Carson City, Las Vegas, Eureka, several places.
Yeah. Have you opened other time capsules from Masonic lodges elsewhere?
No, just...
So, is this your first one?
Just place stuff in them.
So this is kind of a first time event for you.
This is a first time event for almost everybody that's here, I think, really.
The Masons had records of the capsule, but weren't sure if it was still there or if it had been moved. You could only really know by demolishing the site, which is where Whitney Peak comes into this story.
We really didn't know what we were getting into.
Eric Olson is the general manager for the hotel and was on the search team.
We also saw some holes in the side of the walls that had brick crammed in them, so we almost thought somebody might have taken the contents out and then refilled it with bricks.
But the search team eventually struck gold. Or rather, lead. A lead box placed squarely in the cornerstone.
And about 3 feet from the very bottom, we saw some big, perfect rectangle stones, and we kind of had a hint that that might be the actual cornerstone. So when we removed the first rectangle block, we saw a little square cut out in the next one. We pulled that up, and it was the cornerstone. We could see some contents in it, and that's the point where we called an archaeologist to make sure we handled the property safe.
They called in Catherine McGee. She's the director of the Nevada Historical Society.
Well, it was very delicate because it had been waterlogged and it was very muddy.
McGee's favorite item in the box was a harmonica. In addition, there were cufflinks, newspapers, and several coins. But not just any old coins.
We were really in the crossroads of international happenings because there's a coin from Mexico, there are sovereigns from England, there are things from San Francisco, Carson City, of course, but it really shows us that, you know, we're not this isolated little town, that we were an important town at the time to have these materials.
Excavating this piece of local history came at a cost, with the loss of the capsule's home for more than a century, the Mercantile Building. Nathan DeGangi heads Reno Lodge number 13. He says he was disappointed when Whitney Peak was unable to save the building.
But at the same time, when we started talking about all the history that we were going to get to remove from the building, it kind of changed to more of a, you know, a bittersweet sense. And then being here today, you know, I feel very at ease.
DeGangi says it's important to recognize our history as Reno moves forward. In some of the historic Reno newspaper clippings in the capsule, DeGangi says there was an attitude of always rebuilding.
They viewed big fires as, you know, they were disasters, but at the same time, that's what paved the way for new things to happen.
While the original building is gone for good, the management at Whitney Peak says that the history won't be discarded completely. Again, here's General Manager Eric Olson.
We did spend 8 weeks deconstructing that building, whereas if you watched the other building we took down next to it, it took a day. So, you know, we preserved a lot of the stuff in there. It'll be nice to incorporate a lot of this wood and brick back into the building.
And when they lay the cornerstone for the new building, Reno's Masons have agreed to be there to lay a new time capsule. Reporting from downtown Reno, I'm Bree Zender, KUNR News.